Pope Benedict celebrated Vespers in León's cathedral on Sunday evening, the last major event on his itinerary in Mexico. Philippa Hitchin was there and reports on the message that the Pope had for bishops from Mexico and all across Latin America who'd come to be part of this short but intense papal visit.
Talking with journalists on the flight over to Mexico, Pope Benedict stressed that his visit was a sign of continuity with his predecessor, John Paul II, who visited this country 5 times during his long pontificate. Nowhere is that sense of continuity more visible than in the imposing cathedral in the bustling heart of León, where the Pope went to celebrate Vespers on Sunday with bishops from across Mexico and other Latin American countries. Outside the Baroque facade with soaring twin spires stands a larger-than-life-size statue of John Paul II, with outstretched hand welcoming visitors into its elegant interior. Founded by the Jesuits in the mid-18th century, before they were expelled from the country, the cathedral was completed over 100 years later and consecrated to Our Most Holy Mother of Light. It was the Pope of that period, Pius IX, who created the Diocese of León, and a marble bust of him sits on one side of the sanctuary. On the other is a bust of Pope Benedict XV, who raised the cathedral to a minor basilica in the early 20th century. A fitting place, then, for the latest successor of Peter to come and confirm Mexican Catholics in their journey of faith, to urge them to keep their eyes fixed on the ancient painting of Our Lady of Light, which hangs high above the main altar, venerated by pilgrims over the centuries. In 1902, under another pope, Leo XIII, the painting was crowned, reinforcing its reputation as a powerful protector of the people of León. In the past, Our Lady of Light has been credited with saving the city from epidemics, storms, and plagues, not to mention making it a place of refuge during the many invasions and revolutions that have devastated other parts of the country.
La situación actual de sus dioceses plantea ciertamente retos y dificultades de muy diversa índole, pero sabiendo que el Señor ha resucitado, podemos proseguir confiados con la convicción que el mal no tiene la última palabra de la historia.
In his words to the bishops at Vespers, Pope Benedict encouraged them to continue their mission of deepening the faith despite the many contemporary challenges and sufferings they face, urging them to pay greater attention, especially to the lay faithful engaged in catechesis, social work, and charitable activities. He said the Church, often united to Christ in his passion, must continue to be a seed of hope across the continent. A message of continuity in the faith, which will resound with the people of Mexico long after the papal plane takes off at the end of this historic visit to their country. In Mexico, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.